Today's daf is Zvachim Kuf Tes, and we're going to pick it up at the very top with the new Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to be discussing, the sugya is, which items does Halos Chutz apply to? So begins the Mishnah, Echa Kroshim Ksherim, Ve'echa Kroshim Psulim, Shehai Psulim B'Kodesh, Ve'hikrivim B'Chutz Chayv. So both animals that are kosher, they could be brought, and those that were kosher, but they became Apostle Bakodesh inside the in the Avodah of the Beis Hamikdash, and then you brought it outside, you're chayev for those. Rashi explains on the Mishnah, he says, Hoyov Fnim, it happened inside, Im Al Lo Yardu. If you put it on Mizbech, you want to take it down, Mizkabel Bifnim, Queen and Bey. Okay, it's called Bifnim. Vechayev Alehim Bechutz, and you be chayev for them, Kiyolf Begimor, as more is going to explain. So again, Rashi says it happens when it was already the korban was there. Tosfos on Samech Ches and Beis argues and says no, it's talking about psulim that happened to the korban after it was already shechted inside of the azorah. So the Mishnah continues, says Hamal kezayis min ha'ola min ha'imurim b'chutz chayiv. If you did a kezayis of them from the imurim, the inner parts of it from the ola, so you just outside, then you are chayiv. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. Asher yale ola o zavach, right? You bring in ola or zavach. Ainly ela ola. All I have is an ola. Minayin the rabbah is emurim asham, emure asham. How do you know that the emurim of an asham is also included? Emure chatos, or the innards of a korban chatos, vimre kodshe kadoshim, or any types of kodshe kadoshim, emure kadoshim kalim, right? Or the kodshe kadoshim or kodshe kalim. So Talmud Lomar Zevach. The pasuk says Zevach. Now it's interesting because the Gemara says the Yerchayev only when you brought up something that was complete, but there was a machloikis whether that had to be a complete animal or maybe just a complete limb, right? But here our Mishnah says like a third shita, right? It says that it can be a kezayis from two different parts of it. So Rashi explains it. Yeah, he says Rashi says this is really a third shita that holds your chayiv, even if what you brought up wasn't even a complete behema or wasn't even a complete limb. Okay, minayin the rabbis hakoymeitz v'halavona, right? How do you know if you brought the frankincense, the ketores, the incense, the minchas kohanim, right? The kohanim brought minchas kohen mashiach of manasich shloshes lugin yain shloshes lugin mayim, or if you did the nisochim for both wine, right, that's the smallest amount that you use in the mizbech, or if you did the three lug of water that was done for the simchas beshiv, the nisoch hamayim. So that's a question. What this seems to imply something actually, the fact that you're chayav for this. The Gemara asks, well, how do you know that you have a nisoch hamayim? So the first daf in Tainis discusses maybe it's halach l'moshe m'sinai, or maybe it's learned out from the extra mem yud mem by the nisochim. But the fact that you would get malchus on this implies that it cannot be a halach l'moshe m'sinai, right? So okay, just back to our Gemara, says Talmud Loimar El Pesach o moe lo yivieno. Suppose you can't bring it in. This is the whole psukim by that we spoke about yesterday from the Shechut Echutz, the beginning of Perek Yud Zayin. Kol haba le Pesach o moed chayv ala b'chutz. So anything that could be brought to the Mishkan and it was on the Mizbech and you take it outside, you are chayv for it. So says the Gemara, Ainli ela kodshim kacherim. Right? Okay, I know that you're chayv if you could go as a korban, right? Minayin the rabbis psulin. How do I know that if it was possible, it happened to Kodesh, right? You vevel sikagon halan. It was a kosher meat, the kosher korban that was left overnight. Hayotze, it was taken outside of the azora. Vahatame, or something became tame. Shnishchat chutz lizmano, or something that was the wrong zman, chutz makom, the wrong place, right? The pigol shekiblu psulin v'zarku es damo, right? And if a person whose makabel dam was possible and he did the zrik on that, v'hanitonim lamato shnesonu lamalo, or really he did the dam was supposed to be It was supposed to, you put above, one was supposed to place below the chut hasikra or hanitanin lamale shnasan lamata, or he did the opposite, hanitanin bechut and nisan lefnim. It was supposed to be done on the mizbech achitzon, you do the mizbech penimi, right? Hanitanin bifnim shnasan bechut, the opposite of pesach vechatash and nisan shlolishmon, the two korbanos we had back in the very beginning in the mesechta a few months ago, but hopefully we're still in our minds that the pesach and the chatas had a unique status. So you did these shlolishmon. So how do you know for all these, right? So what it says, minayin halne tamalomer lo yivenu la sois. You should bring it to bring it as a korban to Hashem, right? So it's interesting that this idea la sois teaches not only that you're chayav for korbanos that should have brought to the Mishkan, but also for any korban in which you would need to have the Mizbeach for, right? Since all these things that made apostle that happened b'kodesh, right? So if they were put onto the Mizbeach, so then, you know, technically it'd be acceptable, right? You'd have to turn over. But Rashi says that's being taught, that's being brought out in the pasuk over here. Kol hamiskado bePesach omoed chayv alam bechutz. So anything that can be brought to the mizbech, so you're chayv for that bechutz. Where's the Rashi? Mashma haruim lasois afila ena roy lavoi mechutz lefnim. Bahani nami kevin deim alu lo yardu. The coin nizdak lahafech bahem. He has to flip them over a bit. Sinura with a little fork, whatever it is. Ol halosam meroish mizbech la maracha haruil leasos. Queen of base. That's all called from the Drush Rashi explained. That's what's all learned from this word la sois. Okay, then the Mishnah said Hamale Kazayas min ha'oile, that if you were taking from the Kazayas, so Ola ve'emurin in shlomim ve'emurin lo. So the diak is like this, that for an Ola and it's emurim you are chayiv, but for a shlomim and it's emurim you're not, because the reason is that meat is it's eaten. It's not burned on the mizbech. So tanein leha de ton rabbanim. We learned like they taught. So this is an interesting expression that the Gemara uses when it's talking that something that we have in a Mishnah, it's really stated beferish in a brisa. So that shows that this brisa is very reliable, and so not only you should pay attention to what it says, but to all the other teachings that are in the brisa as well. That's where the Yad Dovid explains. Okay, that's what it means. Tanein leha de ton rabbanim. Ola the imureha mitzdarfin lekazayis vahaloisan bachutz ulechayev alehem mishum pigol noser vitame. So this is what we learned in the Tosefta and Meila, that you have all these things, right? So it's mitzdarif and it combines for the kazayis. You're chayevin them for pigul. If you had the wrong time, right? Or the noser, you left it over, or for becoming tame. So it's interesting this fact that it's all mitzdarif. The Tosfos here has an interesting discussion as to what things are mitzdarif and are not. That's the Tosfos Ola Beimur Mitzdarfin. So based upon this, I saw an interesting question brought down by Rabbi Zilberstein here in the Cheshukei Chemed. So we spoke this out in the Parsha Shir. But he has the following question. A person, we know that in this week's Parsha, Parsha Zekiv, it talks about V'yachalta V'savata V'yarachta Es Hashem L'kecha. Okay, so you have to have Kedei Sevilla. So the Gemara says in Brachos on Chaf Aleph that the Klal Yisrael were so medactic in the mitzvahs that we bench Ad Kezayis Ad Kebetzis. So we bench over a Kezayis, and that's the Chiv, that one has to have a Kezayis in order to say Birkas HaMazon. So the question was asked, what if a person has bread and there's not a kezayis? So what did the guy do? So he soaks it in yayin. That's what the Tosfos was talking about eating the bread with the yayin together. So that's the springboard for the discussion. What if, again, because the kezayis are going by a volume. So if it wasn't a kezayis by himself, so it wouldn't have it on its own. The bread itself was not a kezayis. But once he put it into the yayin, then it became absorbed. Is that enough? Now it's over kezayis. Would he be chayev to bench now on a deraisa, because he has the case? So he begins by discussing when we talk about the pasah bava kisnin. So in there, when we're talking about what the actual kemach is, we do usually combine the other ingredients as well in order to arrive at the shear. At the end of the day, it's based as a Gemara in Peah. No, it's not Peah. What am I saying? Gemara is in Yuma Daf Peah. That's what I meant to say. It discusses that when you have this seer, that's mitzarif with the yerek in order to make the shear. So, two different ways of understanding that. One way of understanding it, the seer, is that it's mitzarif in the sense that it becomes part of the ochel itself, and therefore it's part of the yerek, and therefore it would combine to make the shear. Or ultimately, no, there's not as it be mitzarif for the shear, but rather mitzarif to be like we know the yisube daite. So therefore, that would be a problem. But if we only related to Yom Kippur, it would be considered a tziruf, but it would not be a tziruf for a chiv of birkas hamazon. And at the end of the day, it comes out. It brings down it to be really a machloikis between the bir halacha and Reb Moshe. Just do quickly the sikum on the tshuva. He says Yishne has berim bedivre Reish Lakish Shamar Tzir Shal Gabi Yerek Mitzarif Lekaseves Biyom Kippurim Shai Gemara Masbira Mauditema Mashke Hu Kamash Malan Kol Achshuri Ochlo Ochlohu Efshel Hasbir Achshuri Ochlo Nefach Lios Ochel. So that's what we're saying. It would become part of it itself. So in our case, that would mean that the guy who dipped his bread in the wine, that becomes part of the ochel. That's what it is. So according to that, the guy would be chayiv to bench now if he soaked his bread in the wine. It didn't combine to that. Here it's combined. So no, it's not really combining that. It's just in this case of you have to be ma'ani yourself. You have to be in a state of inui. So there we would say these two mitzarif that it takes away your yishuv hadas. And therefore, you're no longer in a state of inui. Avalo birkas hamazon, right? To be in yibay v'yachalt v'savat b'zeh rak hei mini dogon mas bi'im v'lo achshuri uchla. So that's the way the Reb Moshe learns. Okay, so at the end of the day, it's a machlokes, our case, but just a fasting, and he pins it on this toastus over here, the Ramaschel Ola. Okay, we'll go right in the Gemara now. Says then we're like this. Bishlema. Hotlas Ola de Kolil in Shlomim Lo. I understand if you have for an Ola, which is totally burned up on the Mizbeach, yes, in that case everything's going to combine. And the Shlomim, where the Bosser is not on the Mizbeach, right, so it's not going to combine it. Ela Pigol, the Noise of Etame, my Taima. But what's the reason for all these things? Why is the Bryce making a Chilik in this case between an Ola and the Shlomim? Vatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, in Me'ila. Kol ha-pigulin mitstarfin, v'chol ha-noisrin mitstarfin, right? Anything that's pigul would combine together, and everything that's noser would combine together. The Rambam brings this down in Psulim Mekdoshin. Perek Yud Ches, Yud Aleph. V'ha-pigul v'ha-noisrin mitstarfin ze im ze l'kezayis, v'chol ha-pigulin v'ha-nosorin mitstarfin. So it's the open Gemara and the Rambam paskins this way. So based upon that, you see there is a tziruf. So the Gemara says kasha pigol pigol, kasha noisar noisar. Right? The Brisa and the Mishnah seem to be shver, and the one by noisar also seems to be against each other. So now the Gemara is going to work out and show no pigol a pigol lo kasha. It's not a problem. Kan here in the Mishnah where we said that you do combine, that's the pigol. Kan, however, but by the Brisa, it said that only the parts of the Ola are mitzarif. That's b'machsheves pigol. You thought about it. So the korban's only going to be pigol if you had in mind you're going to eat the kezayis, right? Chutz lizmano, right? Or you're going to eat makrivit, right? The kezayis after its time. But the Brisa said for the Ola, if you had thing for a chatzi zayis of the bosser and a chatzi zayis of the emurim, that's enough to make the whole thing pigol. But by a shlomim, no. By a shlomim, the kavanah becomes a pigol if you had the kavanah for a kezayis of bosser or a kezayis of the emurim. Okay, then the Gemara, that was how it resolved the pigol kasha. The teretz for nosra, nosra lo kasha. Kan, here, In the case of the Mishnah, where it says that you do mitzarif, that's benoser. Kan, when the case of the Braisa, b'sheni tosru ad shlo nizrak hadam. That's a case where he left it over, but the rest of it was destroyed, but they did the zrikas hadam. So in other words, the dam, you can't be zorik the dam unless you have a kezias of the korban that's still there. And if the dam was not Nizrak, then what's going to happen? It can never become Noser. So the Bryce that was talking about the Ola, right? The different parts of Wormit starve to form a Kazayas in order to be Matid the Zrika. But that doesn't apply to the Shlomim because in that case you need only to have a Kazayas of the Bosser or a Kazayas of the Amurim in order to allow that to become the to permit the Zrika by the Shlom, that's what it is, right? Yeah. Okay, so this idea of Noser, right, that you have the leftover, so it's brought down in the Sefer Achinuch and Parshas Tzav based upon the Toda. So in Kuf Mem Beis, the Chinuch says, Shelo hosir shum dover mikorban hantoida ad haboikir. Not to leave anything over from the Toda until the morning. Kalaymar, Machros, Yom HaZivichoso, the day after Yishech, Shnemar, Mekorban Toda, Lo Yaniyech Mimenu Ad Boker. Don't leave anything over. Umimenu, Lamadnu, Shlar Kodshim, Gamkein, Shkoma, Sheyishair, Behem, Akros Manachila, Shehu Noiser, Bechai Lesorfo, Lafi, Shehu Nitak, Laase, Shisrafenu. That was interesting. So he explains the reason why is because it's a Lav Hanitak Laase, Kemoshe Kasavnu, Lahalan. Okay, fine. That's what he says then in Kuf Mem Beis, that it's a lav shenita klaase. The Stei Chemed asks an interesting question. He asks why that's why you don't get malchus for it because it's a lav shenita klaase. But can't you do tshuva for any? Can't you do tshuva for any avera? Right. So maybe every single avera could be a lav shenita klaase, the ase of tshuva. So he explains. There's a klal and a prat, almost the way he kind of wants to say it over, that there's a overall concept of tshuva that applies to every avera. But if in the mitzvah itself, it's a prat in the mitzvah itself, it's the way you fulfill, like here by the nosar, that's what means a lav shenita klaase, but it wouldn't be necessarily applicable to any mitzvah, and you never get malchus, right? In Kuf Mem Gimel, the next mitzvah, Machina gives different reasons as to why no sir is, right? He says, Mishor Shem Mitzvah Lefisha Teva Shal Kol Teva Kol Basar Lahat Lihiposid B'Shehi Elavoy Lidei Sircha. It becomes rancid. It spoils, right, by being left over. V'alkein Lahag Dolos Dover HaKorban, right, to make it great the Korban, you know, in a respectful way. K'mo Shamanu L'malev Nitztavinu L'sarfo Miyad L'varam In Ha'olam L'val Yokos Adam bo uvrechel. That should become, you know, disgusting, right? Matachlis hakilayin hagomer hu aydei ha'ish yosemin haperud uzri, right? Laruach o kol davarach, right? The best way of destroying something is by burning it up. We know it from Bir Chametz. Fine. The gam ilvadze secondary says yesh bedavar remez al habitochen b'Hashem yizbaruch hu. It's also an idea of not leaving over that shows our complete. Faith in Hashem, like the Ramban writes by the Mon, that the tremendous Nisayon was not to leave over anything. So here also that we're not leaving over, we're having it's an expression of bitochen in Hashem. Okay, continuing in the Gemara now, the bottom of the Amud Aleph, Umani, so who's this Braisa going like? Rabbi Yehoshua. Titania, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kol Hazvachim Shibitora Shinis Tayir Bahin Kizayis Bosser. Because I is chelev zorek es hadam. Okay, in any of these korbanos in the Torah where there's only a kezayis left, the rest was either destroyed or became tamei. But you have a kezayis of the emurim that you can burn, so you still do the zrika. The Rambam brings this down, Psuim Mekdoshim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed, Aval im. Chosra acher Kabbalah koydim zrika afilu avad abosser koydim zrika zadam. O nisraf, right, burned up. Im nishtar kezayis min habosser. If you have a kezayis left, or kezayis min haimurim, you have a kezayis from the imurim left over. Zorik es adam, you'll still do it. Ve'im lav, and if you don't, eino zorik. you don't have it. Uva'ola, says the Rambam, afil kechatzi zayis min habasa v'chatzi zayis min ha'imurim v'nei shekula li'ishim, because everything is going to be burned up. In that case, therefore, that's why you could combine both the fats and the meats. Okay, says the Gemara now, Vayter, on the top of Amud Beis, Chatzi Zayis Basar v'Chatzi Zayis Chilev Ein Zorik Es Adam. You have half and half, you're not going to be Zorik the Dam. Uva'ola Chatzi Zayis Basar v'Chatzi Zayis Chilev Zorik Es Adam Ipnei Shekula Kolil. So we just saw from the Rambam. Rambam's base source in the Gemara. U'mincha, by the mincha, afilu kula kayemes lo yizrok. Even by the minch, if it's all of it's still there, you still don't do the zrikas hadam. So you see the Rebbe Yeshua's shita in the brisa is the same one over here. Someone asks, one second, mincha mayavidta. What the last part of talking about by the mincha? How is it shaykh to talk about doing a zrikas hadam by mincha? Right? There's no dam by mincha. What does it mean? So Amr of Papa, minchas nesachim haboim hazevach. No, it's talking about the nesachim that are with the korban. Right? You know, as if the entire body of the korban was destroyed, right? But the parts that go along with it are still there, so you would have thought that that'd be enough to allow the Zrikas Adam. So the Braisa says, no, that's incorrect, you cannot do it at all. Okay, now the next Mishnah is going to be discussing what's the din by a partial Haktorah. So says the Mishnah, Hakoimitz Valavonov Haktoris, Uminchas Kohanim, Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, Uminchas Nesochim, Shehikriv Me'achas Mehen Kezayis Bachutz. Chayiv. So you did part of these, you are chayiv for that. Rabbi Eliezer poiter ad shiakriv es kulon. Rabbi Eliezer holds your pot unless you makriv the whole thing. If any one of these items outside the Beis Hamikdash. V'chulon shehikriv bifnim, right? So Rabbi Eliezer would be maskim and would agree that anyone that was done inside, v'shir behem kezayis v'hikrim b'chutz, and you had left over kezayis and then you brought that outside of the azara, chayiv. That you would be chayiv in that case. V'chulon shechosru kol shehu v'hikrivim b'chutz, anyone who's lacking even a kol shehu, the smallest little amount, and you did it outside the azara, a potter, so you're potter. I read it wrong. I thought I was going to say chayiv. You're potter. Hamakriv kodshim ve'imurim b'chutz chayiv. If you did the kodshim, right, in which you're eaten in the murim, which is supposed to be burned on the mizbech, you did that outside of the azara, you are chayiv for these cases. Okay, Rambam brings this halacha down in Maisa Kribonos. Find that. Yud Tes halacha. Hey, hamales behema kula b'chutz chayiv nei haimurim. If you brought the whole behemoth outside, you're chai for that. The afal pi shelohi frishon, even if they hadn't necessarily been separated, ein baser hazevach choytzeitz, v'keilu hiktir haimurim bifnei atzam ezla, as if you really brought the imurim by themselves. Ava hamale mincha shelo nikmatzo, potter, she'ena koymeitz borur umuvda. Because that's already not like a separate, a distinct entity. Komtzo v'chazo komtzo l'toichel hikriv kula b'chutz chayiv. If you did it over and over again, so you're chayiv in that case. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, hamak tir kezayis b'chutz chayiv, chatzi pras b'fnim potter. So you learn like in Braisa like this. We know that a pras, which is half of a mana, was of ketores was brought every day. They're makta that ketores in the Beis Hamikdash. So if you did only a kezayis of this ketores outside, if you burned your chayiv, if you did half of a pras inside there, you're a potter. So kal salka daitin the havmina. You would think to say my potter. There wasn't even the brisa says your potter. Potter zar, right? That means that a czar, a non-Kohen, who's not allowed to do this, he's potter if he does the Ketores inside, right? So one second, why would he be potter? Haktorahi, right? This is it. Even though he did less than a pras, right? From the ratio of the brisa, but he still did the kezayis. That's haktorah. That's doing the ketores. So Amrav Zera, Amrav Chizda, Amrav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amrav, my potter. What does it mean when he says that he's potter? It means potter tzibur, the tzibur is potter from its chiv to bring ketores, right? Despite the fact that less than the required amount was actually brought. Amar Rabbi Zeira ikashli. So he said, if there's something that I have difficulty with, hakashli, this is what's shver, this is what I don't get. Ha, the Amar Rav Allah, what Rav said on this, on the Braisa, b'cho afidu Rabbi Eliezer mode. Then this halach, that if the Kohen brought less than a pras of the Ketores, right? So then the Tzir was Yotze, so and Rabbi Eliezer would be moded to this. So Rabbi Zeira says, this is hard. Why? Deha Rabbi Eliezer lav haketorehi ka'amar. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that when you did a kezias of Ketores, your potter, he's basically saying, and if you do something that's not considered to be a haketorah. So how can you tell me now that Tzir was Yotze, if you did less than a prast, he doesn't hold it to a thing, right? Mimono shach. So Amar Rabba behaketorah deheichel. When we're talking about the burning of the ketores that's in the heichel, right, that's on the mizbeach hazahav, so everybody, the kulei alma lo pligi, everybody agrees, both the Rabbon and Rabbi Eliezer, that the Torah doesn't tell you how much you have to burn, right? So therefore, this chiv of a pras is only the Rabbon. Keep pligi, when they argue in the Mishnah, behaktor difnim, that's talking about on the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, right? Rambam explains, one more Rambam for today, in Bias Mikdash. The Rambam says in Perek Tes Dalid, Ketzad al haktora hiktir evarim al koymetz al levona al hanizbeach afilu hafach be'evarim shul nisaklu v'korev sirafosan chayiv misa. Right? You're not allowed to do this. V'hu shehiktir kezayis. That's v'hiktir kezayis. V'chein im hiktir ketores al mizbeach hazahav. Right? You did on the mizbeach hazahav. Kemi sheyaktir kezayis chayiv. Right, your chayif is aval hamak tir ketores beyom hakipurim bekodesh hakadoshim ena chayim misa ala ad shiaktir melochofnav. As the Gemara is going to explain, shir hamafurish betorah. Right, we have to see this. The melochofnav means his handful. Right, that's going to be what the Gemara is going to explain right now. Right, let's just go back saying keep pleading the haktores bifnim mar sover melochofnav davka mar sover melochofnav lav davka. So where's this going to open up to achrei mos? With Melochofnov again means his handful. So the very beginning of Achrei Mos. So the Psukim say, describing the this is the Avoda, the Ketorah, so it says like this, Pasuk Yubez, V'lokach meloch hamachto gach le'esh me'al hamazbech b'lifnei Hashem u'melochofnov ketores samim dako v'hevi mi'beis la'paroches. So he has his handful. So let's just speak it out now. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he holds that the phrase of Melochofnov has to be bedafka that amount. So it would come out that he would hold that if someone who is machtir only a kezayis, he's potter. And then the Rabbonin who argue on Rabbi Eliezer hold that when it says Melochofnov, that's lavdafka. It doesn't have to be that. So therefore, it could be done a lesser amount. So if you're doing lesser amount, it would come out. They hold somebody who's machtir a ketores, even a kezayis of the ketores outside the mizbech, you would be chayef for that. So Amalei Abaye says to Rabbah, V'ho kikah k'siva chuka. Right? When it talks about the Avodah, a few psukim later, it says chuka. It says like this. V'haisa lechem l'chukas oylam b'chodesh ha'shevi b'esu l'chodesh ta'anu es nafshu seichem kom alacha lo sasu ha'ezrach v'agir hagar b'soch lechem. So the pasuk is l'chukas olam. So from that, the fact that it says a chuka, right? B'haktora difnim hu dechsiv. That's talking about doing the ketores. So it means it has to be specifically that amount. Right, so Ella Omer Rabbi, it's like this. Behaktora bifnim kuli alma lo pligi. Really, really, everybody agrees on this that the chiyuv for that is melochofnov, right? And also, really, everybody agrees that in the ketores in the Beis Hamikdash, so that's your yotze with a kezayis, like the Brisa said. And if you did a kezayis of Ketores chutz lemizbech, you are chayev as well. Ki pligi, what is the machloikis in the Mishnah? Behaktores de chutz. This is talking about when you did the Kodesh Kodashim amount, but outside of there. Mar Savra, the Rabbanim hold, Yafinin Pinim Michutz, that we learn out from the inside of Ketores to the outer one, right? And just like for the Owen, you'd be Chayef for Kezais, so too also for the Pinim, you're also. I said back. No, right? That's right. From the theme, you're chai for that. Umar sa Rabbi Lazar holds lo yafinin, that we don't learn out for one from the other. And since by Kodesh Kadoshim, that's melo chofnov, so then you're chai for that. Outside of the mizbeya, outside of the mishkan, even if you burn the small amount as well. Okay, so Amar Rava, so Rava is going to argues on the bay. Hashta chutz michutz lo yalfi rabbanon. Pnimi chutz mi boy. I mean, you want to say pshat and rabbanon? They're not learning out. They don't learn out, right? Chutz michutz from the same thing. But now, so certainly, right? Pnimi chutz. You have to tell me that. Of course, they're not going to learn it out. So mahi. So what exactly is Rava referring to? Detanya. We learned in the brisa. Yochol have minuin. You think like this. Hamale pachos mikazayis koimets, upachos mikazayis emurim, vamanase pachos mishloshes lugin yain, pachos mishloshes lugin mayim, yehe chayiv, the havmina for all these things that you do less than the amount, you would be chayiv, tam lomer lasos. In order to tell me not, the way the pasuk says, lasos, al hasholim chayiv, ve'ena chayiv al hechoser. You're only chayiv if you do the complete amount, but not if you do choser, if you do less than that. The ha pachos mishloshes lugin, and so Gemara's explaining what Rava's learning out, right? He said less than three lug. He did that outside of the azora. Your potter, right? The isbahu kamazasim, but it still has many kazasim in there. So you see clearly that from the rabbanon lo yalfi rabbanon chutz michutz. The rabbanon do not learn out from. Chutz michutz, and therefore certainly they're not going to learn out chutz mifnim, right? In order to make you to learn out the din by the ketores. Se'el amarava kigon dekavinchu shnei chatzoi pras b'mona. You put both the two half pras of the ketores, right? Because it had to be in a mona in a kli. Mar Savar Kivi is mona milsahi. So Rabbi Lazar holds that when you put them both in there, that's significant, right? Mar Savar and the Rabbanan hold lav milsahi. The fact that that's nothing and it doesn't make you chayiv to burn all the ketores that was put into the one kli, and therefore come out of a person who did burn a kezias of that ketores outside of the azara, you would be chayiv. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we will pick it up tomorrow's daf with Omar Rava.